This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The head of the World Health Organization has hailed the United States' announcement that it would remain part of the UN body, saying it was a good day for the WHO and a good day for global health. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO Director General.
The role of the United States, its role, global role, is very, very crucial. And I send my deep thanks and warm congratulations to President Biden and Vice President Harris and to the American people.
President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Thursday announced renewed U.S. support for the World Health Organization after it had faced blistering criticism from the Trump administration. The United States, under former President Donald Trump, had been the highest profile and most deep-pocketed holdout from the COVAX facility, which is meant to help ensure that poorer nations get access to vaccines. There's promising new information on a COVID-19 treatment. AP's Rita Foley has details.
This is the first major study of Eli Lilly's COVID-19 antibody drug treatment and those in nursing homes. In November, the FDA allowed emergency use of Eli Lilly's antibody drug as a treatment for mild or moderate cases of COVID-19. It's a one-time treatment. It's given through an IV. The company says among nursing home residents who got the drug, their risk was reduced by as much as 80%. Residents and staff who got the drug had up to a 57% lower risk of getting COVID-19. Nursing homes and other long-term care facilities have been hit hard by the pandemic. They account for nearly 40% of the deaths. I'm Rita Foley.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed and scores injured in a twin suicide bombing in Baghdad on Thursday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Suicide bombings have become rare in the Iraqi capital since Islamic State was defeated in 2017. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Iraqi authorities called it a terrorist incident. And the head of Iraq's civil defense said Islamic State could have been behind it. Iraq's military said two attackers wearing explosive vests blew themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Tahrir Square in central Baghdad. Islamic State militants remain in Iraq, waging an insurgency against Iraqi forces and attacking local officials in parts of the north. Government and military officials believe Islamic State is no longer capable of taking over significant territory, but expect it to continue to wage attacks that threaten Iraq's stability and security.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Five people were killed in a fire at the Serum Institute of India, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, on Thursday. The company said the fire was restricted to a new facility it is constructing to increase the production of COVID-19 vaccines and to ensure it is better prepared for future pandemics. It said the fire did not affect existing facilities making COVID-19 vaccines or a stockpile of around 50 million doses. Thousands of supporters of the Pakistani Islamist party Jamiat Ulema-e-Islam demonstrated against the government on Thursday. The rally in the southern port city of Karachi was held in response to what demonstrators said was the Pakistani government's plans to develop diplomatic relations with Israel, something that is intolerable to millions of people across the country. Angry supporters waved flags and chanted anti-Israeli slogans during the demonstrations. In the recent past, several religious parties, including JUI, have organized rallies and protests against the recognition of Israel by some Muslim countries. There is a Powerball lottery winner, but we may never know who it is. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The winning Powerball ticket worth $731 million was sold at Coney Market in Lona Coning, Maryland. The Maryland Lottery says the Allegheny County store will receive a $100,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket to the fifth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. However, just who will collect the money may never be known. Maryland allows winners to remain anonymous. An even larger Mega Millions jackpot will be available Friday. No one won the $970 million prize earlier this week. I'm Mike Hempen.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.